Biafra. Which would you rather have? A pint of booze if you're a recovering alcoholic, or a pint of cacophony, no matter what or who you are?
Speak into the mic, bitch.
Say that into the microphone.
Keep on rocking in the free world, and I mean rock, not pop punk. Not indie poo. Not middle of the road, Miley Cyrus-y dreck.
You're a freak with a microphone.
Welcome to another episode of A Pint of Cacophony. My name is Dan Patronello. Good evening, ladies and shitheads. We're here. We're rugged. We're pirate radio.
We made it.
I'm sorry we're late. Shit happens sometimes. It just fucking happens. You know what we're going to do, Alex? What are we going to do?
We have Will Hung Heart here.
We have Will Hung Heart here. Oh! Where's the mariachi calls? There's balloons in here. We have clappers. We have whistles. We have whiskey. I don't think it gets much better than that. We're gonna drop Go Forth and Multiply at midnight by them. That's about in a half hour or so. We're going to bring him here in a little bit. But first, let's just take it easy. Just normal Panic and Company fashion. And let's play some fucking tunes. It was Christopher Walken's birthday yesterday, right?
Yes, it was. It's today. Yeah, still
Happy
technically
birthday,
Monday.
Christopher
still technically
Walken.
Monday. Happy
Christopher
birthday,
Walken.
Man.
I fuck him.
Fuck him. Can you do it?
I don't know. Wait. I'm gonna walk to the bookstore. That was horrible.
No. And then,
it's the beer.
No, hold on. What are you gonna buy?
A book. That was horrible, dude.
Let's hear him do it. Yeah? All right. Let's go to some Off, man. Off, we just played that on Running Rock last night over at K-Rock. I'm loving the new Off, so we're going to hit that. But let's first hear some Christopher Walken.
Hey, Dirt. I thought I told you, buddy. Nobody wants you around.
Hey. You're talking to my guy all wrong. It's the wrong tone. Do it again. I'll stab you in the face with a soldering iron.
Yeah.
then you make that straighter? That's what she said.
Did you plan that?
No.
Can you make that straighter? That job looks hard. You should put your mouth on that. How can you even use that one naturally?
When it blows, I thought.
Have a word with the builder, because the other day his jeans were so far off his backside you could more or less see his anus. That's Dan. Dan! 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 No, he's not seeing me. I'll get him later.
We'll be right back.
And you thought they were done. You did. You thought they were done for a second, didn't you? Alex, you thought they were done. I saw you. You were like, oh, the song's over. Let's start the applause. And no, they fucking came back.
Yeah, it just came back.
That's Well Hung Heart. You're listening to a pint of cacophony. My name's Dan Patchinello. You can call us here if you feel so inclined. That's 800-893-9562. 800-893-9562. You ignore our banner on the internet because that phone number is wrong.
And whose fault's that?
You know whose fault that is?
Whose fault? It's not my fault.
You know, I'm a man. I can accept the blame for my mistakes, yes. I made a banner and I wrote the phone number wrong.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
You're forgiven.
We'll fix it.
Who the hell does that?
I do. I do. I did. Well, I did. There's no excuse. We're sitting here with Charles from Anesthetic Frank and Joaquin, the Pint of Cacophony photographer. How you guys doing?
Oh, doing good. Doing
you want to point that microphone in your face like you mean
straight
to talk to it?
By your mouth.
Ah, there you like go. That. Line that
I'm
shit
I'm doing
up.
Well, Daniel. How you doing, man?
Well, we got some tunes coming up. And as you know, well, maybe you don't, but now you're gonna. It's Well Hung Heart. Tomorrow, they're dropping their record. And you know what? We're going to count down that son of a bitch tonight. And they're going to be in here right after some more tunes. But we're going to end every song break with a new song from the new record.
Yeah.
First off, Joaquin, you're the guy who turned me on to this band. Let's go back and forth between you and Charles. Why on earth should we give a shit? And why on earth should we go see Well Hung Heart? Charles, you explain that to me.
All right, you're seeing a band called Well Hung Heart. If that doesn't rape your brain with imagery, I don't know what will. Really, I don't know what.
All right, man. Yeah, that's a good reason.
No, I like the imagery of it. Well Hung. Like, you know, it's like that Pixie song. What does he say? Like, I wish my son would be well hung.
Yeah.
What's that line? Somebody correct me.
Man, I have no idea.
Guys, you suck. Moving on.
All right.
Joaquin, number four.
I have a really good reason why you should go see Well Hung Heart. And that is because guitarist Robin Davey sports the maddest, most raddest mutton chops since our sixth president, John Quincy Adams. So if you're looking to go see the maddest, most raddest mutton chops since John Quincy Adams, please go check out Well Hung Heart.
And on top of that, they're going to rock it. It's not just going to be like you're going to sit.
Dude.
It's not him doing like a, hey, vote for me again this term.
Yeah.
No.
John Quincy Adams.
I got a better reason, though.
To the third power.
You got a better reason?
Way better reason. There's a possibility that the vocalist, Greta, will come off stage and get down on her knees and sing to you, "You Lost That Loving Feeling."
All right, well, is that right?
Wait, are you talking about the Righteous Brothers?
No. The Tom Cruise Top Gun style version.
My favorite kind of style.
That's the only style you should be doing it, Tom
Wait,
Cruise.
Wait, is this the one with the olives on the belly button? Like...
Yeah.
Oh, wait, or am I thinking of the parody with
No.
What was that?
Tom Cruise was just in his like navy outfit and was just like,
"Wait, that was the part they're like,
hey, girl,
why don't you come over for lunch?" And he's like, "Hey, can I take a shower at your place?"
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's
dude.
How it started.
Dude, he ate and he got laid and he took a shower. That's a badass dude.
And then he went back and flew fucking fighter pilot
We're
planes.
We're talking
like
about Top Gun right now.
Well, because every time you talk about love, you gotta talk about Top Gun or Tom Cruise.
We're on a number two right now, Joaquin.
Okay, so number two, why you should go see Well Hung Heart, is because to watch Greta light the stage with a 15-foot lamppost on her back. And if you're lucky, you could be the audience member that helps buckle in the leather straps to her waist.
Hold on, this is like some feminine vixen Tom Waits shit.
I have no idea. I saw it. That's all.
I <I'm just laughs> like that happened. It happened.
Unfiltered.
I have a better reason. their music is just really, really, really good.
That's number one.
That's the number one reason.
Your music is just
one.
Really, really,
really, really good.
Really good.
Really good.
You guys are fucking ridiculous. And you're a doctor. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I'm not a doctor.
No, you're not a doctor.
So I'm not ashamed of myself.
No doctor's ever ashamed of themselves.
Let's play some more tunes. When we get back out of this, we're actually going to have Well Hung Heart in here. And you know, it's a pint of cacophony, so maybe they don't really get to say their piece, but we're going to learn some stuff about them. We got a basket of questions, and it's randomized. Let's see what happens. This is Skid Row Studios. My name's Dan Petronillo. Let's hear some Ghost BC, some Uncle Acid, and Cherry Glazer. You guys know Cherry Glazer. We played him before.
Yes.
And then guess what? We end that with another Well Hung Heart. A new one right off of the new record. Let's do it.
Batman, you moron. Was. I see. This hysterical one, anal fissures.
That's a real thing.
Yeah, but no one here has it.
Someone has it.
CBS2's Serene Branson is live at the Staples Center with highlights and backstage coverage we're seeing for the very first time. Serene.
Well, a very, very heavy divertation tonight. We had a very Darrison bite. Let's go ahead, Terrace Tazen, let's go to the head of the pit.
I don't care.
Welcome back to Pint of Cacophony. My name is Dan Patchnilla here with Robin and Greta from Well Hung Heart. The Wild Well Hung Heart. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
Are you having fun?
Yes.
Yeah, I like this mystical music that's going on.
This mystical music.
I love the balloons. The balloons.
Well, we have the balloons here because what are we doing today? What's the significance of tonight? We're getting close
it's
to midnight.
It's Christopher Walken's birthday?
Yes. No, but more importantly, what's going on with you guys and the band?
We're releasing our second album tonight at midnight. Although it's out in the UK now because midnight has already arrived.
Yeah. Wait. So we're sloppy seconds?
That's the fault of the world.
Yeah, but they're all in bed anyway.
Yeah. All right, they're all in bed. Yeah. And we're America.
Exactly.
We're America.
Well, I'm not, America.
This is America.
America.
So that comes out. So what's that called? Where do we find that after midnight?
You can go to iTunes and buy it. Just type in Well Hung Heart. And And it will be there.
We'll post the links on our Facebook.
It's also in other places if you actually want like an old-fashioned compact disc.
Like an actual physical copy that you can smell and feel and put in.
It's scratch and sniff. So.
Do you guys have a vinyl out?
We will.
Oh, I'm going to wait for the vinyl.
We will.
For sure. I'm going to get the digital copy, but I think I want
get the
vinyl.
Digital. Yeah. Get the iTunes.
Hold on. We're making a huge mistake here. We're talking about the record.
It's true.
We need to first learn. I got a little envelope here. I mean, Secret Service sent this down here. It says, who the fuck is Well Hung Heart?
They brought it over in a briefcase.
It's like, I got to unseal this. Me and Alex had to turn keys simultaneously at the same time. Just open the goddamn thing.
That's what that drone was. Flying around.
Right, so it seems to be in this envelope that there's a ton of little pieces of paper. You want to just start pulling them out?
Me.
You go first, Greta. Go ahead and grab that shit.
Oh, did I grab like...
Give me the extras. Okay. What does that say?
Barbara Walters, Oprah Winfrey, and Betty White. It's basically a fuck, marry, kill. Fuck, marry, kill list.
Okay, so no, it's you're going to fuck one, kill one, and marry one.
Yeah, fuck, marry, kill.
Pretty obvious.
So how does it go?
You'd marry Oprah Winfrey.
You have to marry Oprah, duh.
Wait, you marry... What?
You marry
I said
Oprah.
That too. No, I said that too.
You didn't marry Betty White?
No.
Not Barry White.
You would fuck Betty White.
No, you would marry Betty White.
You would fuck Betty White. She's nasty. She's
because you're married to her.
No, you would marry Oprah. Everyone wants to be Stedman. Come on.
No.
It's like the best job in the world.
You would do nothing, man. I took Oprah too.
I like the way there's absolutely no question that you just killed
you
Barbara
would Walters. Kid Barbara
Walters. Nobody gives a shit about Barbara Walters. All right, Robin, why don't you go ahead and grab one of these?
She defends Woody Allen, so you might as well kill her.
Ah, that's what matters, I see.
Here we go.
Thum, thum. I don't think people realize what I did earlier.
No.
Isn't it really?
No, it was the Law and Order sound.
Yeah.
But you yelled
you
it.
Told me to yell
no,
it.
Got
no, it.
It
was like war.
I got it.
Okay. Okay. I did right, yell
what,
it.
What does it say?
Go ahead.
Number 19, what do you like on your pizza?
Oh, very nice. Very simple.
Nice. I thought I was going to say penis.
It's kind of an easy one.
Yeah, what do you like on your penis?
Greta.
Aww.
How sweet.
He still loves me. On your pizza.
On my pizza.
On your pizza.
I like the new Well Hung Heart album, which is out tonight.
Look at that.
A businessman. There you go. An entrepreneur.
You should work in radio.
I like the Beetlejuice music.
That's a great movie.
On my pizza, awesome. You know what? That's, I mean, cheese and...
He likes... You want me to tell you what he actually likes?
Yeah, what does he like?
Because it's super boring. He likes, like a margarita with easy on the cheese, please. That was his English accent.
Yeah.
That's spot on, but seriously, a margarita and the easy on the cheese is how you order pizza?
Sometimes. I don't know.
Thin crust, too.
It has to be thin.
I agree with that.
He's obviously un-American.
You don't want too much bread.
No, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with being un-American. Is that wrong? Why don't you pull another question out?
Okay.
Let's see.
Who the fuck is Well Hung Heart?
Number 14.
Dum dum.
What food do you crave when you are drunk?
Yeah, what's your go-to? It's like 2 a.m, you just... Last call ended.
Well,
where are you going?
If I had a choice of any food in the world, it'd be pizza. But usually pizza's not open, so usually it's Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Or Del Taco.
The Chalupa.
Or Del Taco.
Del Taco's 24 hours.
Del Taco by us is 24 hours, and Taco Bell closes.
You know what? For me, though, it would be a peanut butter and jelly
sandwich.
Peanut and butt sandwich?
A huge slab of ass and some just peanuts.
A huge slab of ass in between bread.
But if I'm drinking vodka, I do like pickles.
Pickles?
They're fucking delicious. And then I drink the juice. Gung.
You actually, no, that's not a hangover cure though, is it? Like, that's
I don't
the
know.
Rumor.
I don't really have hangovers and I drink pickle juice.
The pickle
maybe.
Juice is so salty, it'll just dehydrate you. That can't be a hangover.
But it makes you really skinny.
Pickle juice makes you skinny.
Yeah.
That's a load of shit. Why don't you pull another?
I don't believe that either.
It's official.
Gwyneth Paltrow right there in her blog or something.
Yeah. No, I just love it.
What's your favorite horror movie?
Thum.
Horror movie?
Yeah, horror.
Horror movie.
Horror,
oh, no,
horror movie.
No, what is your favorite horror?
Horror.
Or
movie.
I don't know. I like Janet over on 16th Street, but my favorite movie is Reservoir Dogs.
It's like my breath smells like butterscotch. Butterscotch.
Favorite horror movie?
Yes.
Moving back to the question at hand. Jaws. I think it would have to be Jaws.
Jaws? Fuck yeah, man. Can we hug later? Yeah. Like, seriously?
Okay. Please. Yeah. We should totally hug.
We'll show each other scars and sing the fucking song and everything. Dude, can we?
Do you have any scars?
I have scars.
Yeah. I have a scar on my forehead.
Do you?
Yeah.
I got one somewhere.
Like Harry Potter.
I got somewhere that we have to turn the cameras off so I can show you. But
right.
Uh-oh.
It'll be worth it.
Nasty.
You're going to be like, how the fuck? And dude, there's
and
a
you
story.
Would be
like,
and
on your penis.
There's a story. I swear to God, there's a story. Let's do one more question. Let's get back some tunes. Go ahead, Greta. Grab that. Uh-oh. Oh, you got like five of them.
I did get like five.
Whatever comes out first. What is that one?
Dum dum.
What is your favorite TV show?
These were all innocent, man.
Yeah,
what were the good ones?
Okay, wait, let me look at some other ones.
Yeah, find a good one.
Okay.
You got, how do you like your eggs? I'm egg intolerant.
No. Bullshit. What's the next
one? Yeah, censor
them all. Just blow through them.
What's your last memory, the last time you got drunk beyond your control?
There we go.
I was being woken up by someone saying, will you guys stop having sex?
Oh. What was the
last?
Booyah. Is that it?
And the last one. Now that I think about it, that sounds good. Have you ever had a wet dream? Who about...
That's where they were.
Trying to think of the last one.
Wet dream.
What's a wet dream?
It's usually a guy thing, like when you wake up with like a boner and like maybe you've spooched yourself. Yeah.
Just a little bit of dribble. Some spotting. Some mild spotting.
What about you, Robin?
I can't remember.
He's being modest.
It was like...
He's blushing.
You were a teenager in like the 90s, so it would have been like... like... Who's big, like Drew Barrymore?
Was it Drew Barrymore?
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
No, I don't know.
No, you don't.
I know you did like Brittany Murphy before she died.
R.I.P.
Oh. Or Angelina Jolie, crazy Angelina, like not the humanitarian.
I like how you're picking them for him. Like, he's just sitting there quiet, just staring right at
just
you.
Just watching.
Like,
I'm trying to remember.
You can answer this question for yourself.
I'm trying to remember like what I would find on his computer when we were friends.
Oh, shit.
There we go.
How did you have access to my computer when we were friends?
Because you'd be like,
because you were stalking me?
Look at my photos that I took of you. And then like on your desktop would be like someone or, oh, it's just a reference image.
So these two, they write songs together.
We do. We're also married.
Wow.
If you can't tell.
Oh, is it? Was it not obvious?
Yeah.
Did I miss that? Did that one go over my head?
That one went over.
Oh, shit. Let's get back to some tunes, and we're going to come back with some more Well Hung Heart. We're going to count this shit down, because we're almost here.
Yeah. It's 11:59.
Oh, fuck. You want to count down right
Jesus.
Now?
It's right now.
Sure.
I accidentally pressed Siri button, and it says, I'm really sorry about this, but I can't take any requests right now. Please try again in a little while.
It's because she's busy online ordering the new Well Hung Heart.
Exactly.
Album.
Actually, Dick Clark's going to count us down, if that's okay with you guys.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
19, 18,
here it comes,
20,
the new Well Hung Heart 50, on iTunes. 14,
12, 10, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Oh, my God.
Here
it comes.
Two, one.
Happy New Year! Shit's here.
That's what time.
Wow.
How about that? It's here. You guys want to hear it?
Yeah.
Would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
Play a new album and go and buy it right now.
Play that funky
music.
Where do we
buy it? Where do we buy it?
iTunes.com. Even though they're kind of the man. You should buy from there anyway because we're going to try to
chart. If you go and buy our album from iTunes, we get 70% of the money. If you go and listen to it on YouTube, on Spotify, we get nothing. So you pay $9.99 a month, and that gets spread out between millions and millions and millions
they
and millions
care.
Of bands. But go buy it on iTunes, and we get some money. That's really cool.
Yeah, buy
it. No, it is really cool. Let's give a shit.
Steal your parents' credit card.
Yeah, do that.
And then buy our album, and then just like cancel your account, or you could buy a whole bunch of other
just
shows.
Tell them it was an important, you know, just step for you.
This
and your,
will lead you in your life.
Yeah, we're good role models.
It'll tell you not to spend money on college.
Yeah, don't do that.
Stupid.
No, definitely not.
Why don't we spend our money on this song? It's called Sweet.
There you go.
Who's that by?
Us.
Dude, I had the craziest night. Things got totally out of hand. I got super wasted and I don't remember what happened. All I remember is seeing those flashing red and blue lights behind me. Now I'm looking at a DUI.
Aw, man, that's gonna cost so much money. How are you gonna pay for that?
Getting in trouble with the law is never an easy thing to deal with. The constant stress over how to get past your sticky situation doesn't always have to completely overcome you. Attorney Alexander Fuque focuses on DUI and criminal defense. He will help your case with less of a headache. Contact Alexander Fuque at Fuque Law Center if you are facing any criminal arrest charges. And we're talking any. He can help. If your case is drug-related, a DUI, or you've been charged with something more serious, no problem. Just visit his website at www.fuquelawcenter.com or call 626-385-8840. The Fuque Law Center serves anywhere in California, including Los Angeles, San Diego, and Orange County.
See, I don't even know what the fuck I'm reading.
Oh.
father's motorcycle is this?
It's a chopper, baby.
Whose chopper is this?
Zed's.
Who's Zed?
Zed's dead, baby. Zed's dead.
You're listening to A Pint of Cacophony. My name is Dan Patronillo. This is SkidRowStudios.com. Greta from Well Hung Heart. I saw you act that whole thing out.
I did.
You a fan of Pulp Fiction?
Yeah, and the soundtrack.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
It's awesome.
And here it goes. This is where you start swimming.
Yep.
Ready? There it is. I want to thank you guys for coming here.
Thanks for having us.
You guys had fun?
Yeah.
Yeah, you had a good time?
I have to compliment you on your music selection.
You like the music selection?
Yeah, really cool shit. And bands I've never heard of, which
we
is
made
awesome.
Notes.
Oh,
and
they're all... Oh, you're taking notes down? That's wonderful.
We are.
Look at the peanut gallery.
Rainwolf.
Everybody's fucking dancing out there. Look at that.
It's pretty cool.
They're going at it, man. Look at them.
I can't tell if it's the waltz or the shuffle.
Pretty
I guess you're right, man.
It's the twist.
It's the Schwaltz.
The Jack Rabbit Slim's twist contest out there.
Who's Uma Thurman?
I love the fact that my headphone thing has a cough button. So if you cough, you press the button and it cuts it out. So it's for
Luis
cough.
Is Uma
Thurman. Why don't you give it a shot? What happens when you cough?
I'm just saying it's for cough.
you see that?
It disappears. It's for cough. For cough.
It's Mr. For cough.
It works. It works.
So if I do like the testicle prostate check on you, then you can cough and press the button.
Press the button.
Let's try it. Ready?
Give it a shot.
Fuck off. Fuck off.
You're supposed to push the button when I'm testing your...
Fuck off.
She's grabbing your...
Fuck off.
he doesn't even notice anymore.
Is this a train wreck or what?
Yeah.
I'm watching Well Hung Heart.
Married for almost a year and he doesn't
balls.
Even notice anymore.
Oh, no. Is that why the songs are so angry?
She was going for my prostate.
That's from the rest of the world.
No, I know it is.
I do want to call the album Fueled by Hate, but it's a little too harsh.
All right, well, we played Corporate Bitch earlier.
Yeah.
You guys like that song? That's off of the new one.
Yeah.
I've been trying to call an album I Can't Believe It's Not Better for a long time, but this one still didn't.
That has nothing to do with Corporate Bitch. Focus.
I know. Sorry.
You're not even the drunk one here.
We also played I Don't Get Enough.
Yes.
Is that what you're talking about? Looking over at
it's Romney. Now seeming appropriate. I don't get enough.
It's been a year and things have faded.
It's originally about someone.
That's what the cough button's for.
It's about someone else's relationship. And I was hoping they would hear it and then realize they should get out of that relationship. So we'll see what happens.
It was your message.
It was a message.
Right on. That's respectable.
Yeah.
Sweet. We played Sweet by Well Hung Heart.
Yeah.
That's off the new one as well.
Definitely not a love song.
No.
No.
It's awesome, though.
Yeah.
And that's off of Go Forth and Multiply. That's...
Yes.
It's out.
It's out now.
It's out right now.
It's 12:19 a.m. This album has been out for 19 minutes in the United States.
It's pretty much yesterday's news in California.
Yeah, there you go. Like, it's been tweeted about. It's done. It's moved on. Time to release the next album.
Yeah.
You gotta give it a little bit of time.
Well, hold on a second, because we're gonna play two more. We still have more
19
songs.
Minutes.
How do we find your record before we go into the close of this?
You would go to itunes.com and type in Well Hung Heart.
Well Hung.
Well Heart. Hung, and then don't forget the heart part, because if you Google just the first part, you'll get different imagery.
People do think our name is Well Hung Hard sometimes, but it's Well Hung Heart.
Yeah,
heart.
It's like, imagine
like a beating heart.
Your heart is so nice that it's hung perfectly on your chest.
Yeah. With a nice bit of sag.
Yeah.
Yeah, just respectable though.
Yeah.
Respectable.
Girls get grossed out by the name sometimes. I'm like, well, you're the one thinking that about gross things, you perv.
Yeah. Yeah, you're the one who said it, and then you just think it. You're making me say it when
See?
I didn't want to say
you're
it.
Making me think it.
Disgusting.
It's terrible.
Sinners.
Let's play some more tunes. You can say goodbye with me in just a second.
Goodbye.
We're going to the Orwells, and then we're going to Ty Segall. We're going to play Black Lightning by you guys.
Awesome.
Right off the new one.
One of my favorites.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
I wonder what the fuck the real dialogue is.
We ain't the best. Drink all night, I'm such a mess.
John, you seem like an astute man.
Thank you.
Maybe you can help explain something to me. See that young man out there on the dock?
Sure.
That's my son, Todd. 22 years old, the whole world in front of him. Every advantage in life, advantages I never had. That's not exactly true. He had the same advantages I had, which is a hell of a lot of advantages. So here's my question. What's he got to be so morose about?
Maybe he hasn't found something to believe in.
Oh, he says he believes in art. But all I've seen him do is dribble his own blood on a canvas and smear it around with a stick.
You know, some people call that art.
It's crap.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Ryan Hafer, who mixed the album, is listening right now. He wrote Black Lightning Bitches.
Black Lightning Bitches. Is that where you were screaming at the top of your lungs?
Yeah.
I can't even do it.
Black Lightning.
That was fucking hard.
That was fucking heavy hitting.
That was hard.
That was badass. Yeah. Like both of you guys, props.
Thank you very much.
We dropped this shit tonight in America.
This is
worldwide.
Yeah.
And we got all these balloons.
What
it's time to celebrate because we're gonna play one more song and it's called Breathe, isn't it?
It is. Cool. I'm so excited for you guys to hear it.
That's the spirit. Thank you.
That's not what it's supposed to be. Here's the ass bed that I was looking for, and that's it. We got all these balloons. It's time to pop them and say, what the fuck is up? Shoot them up, bitches.
That's it.
Oh, got red balloons. That's it. Jesus Christ. That was pretty anticlimactic. But the record wasn't.
The record. Well,
thank you.
Well
Very
Hung
climactic.
Heart. Where can we find that before we wrap
well
this up?
Wellhungheart.com or on iTunes or on Amazon.com.
There you go. Come and see us if you're listening in the UK, which you're probably not. We're on tour for the next month in the UK.
And then where are you going?
We're playing Warped Tour, which is we're playing.
You
Warped
come
Tour
back in June in come back. 20th.
Correct.
For Warped Tour.
June 20th, Warped Tour in Pomona Fairplex.
You guys have a bunch of fun in the UK.
We're also
Thank
going
you.
To Rocklahoma in Oklahoma, which will be fun.
Oh my God. Well, you know what we're going to do is within the next couple of weeks, we're going to call you guys while you're on tour and we're just going to check in.
Yeah.
I don't care if I wake you up. And you have to wake up in the morning
it's
and play.
Be super early.
I don't give a shit if you yell at me on the phone. We're calling you while you're on tour.
Do it.
All right. So after this shit ends, we're going to take some pictures and we get your fucking phone numbers and figure this shit out.
Excellent.
But by the way, Fuquay Law Center is who you want to call if you're arrested for a DUI. They will explore every fact of your case to get you the best possible outcome. Let them use their experience to fight your cause through the legal system. Call Fuquay Law Center at 626-385-8840 for a free consultation or email from them at their website at www.fuquaylawcenter.com.
It's a free consultation.
It's a free consultation. You can't go wrong. You get in trouble.
Lawyers are awesome.
You call the guy, 626-385-8840. Don't, exactly, that's what
They'll
I'll tell
you.
He was in here last week, proving exactly how this can possibly go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have fun, Alex?
I did.
Yeah, you
it
had
was
fun?
It was a very crazy show today.
Today's been nuts. Yeah. We've been doing some work.
You even got us Hard wine. Work. It was very nice.
Thank you for the wine. I appreciate it very much.
Oh, yeah, of course. It was a pleasure to have you guys
here. We
do
have two albums to give away, so we should see who's going to do the craziest thing to get it.
Call it. Can I just say that? Call it.
Yeah.
All right, call it.
Okay, that's one of them.
One. Was that more?
All right, who's out there?
Your brother.
Joaquin's in here. Sit down, Joaquin. Let's see. Luis.
Yeah.
Luis and Charles, get in here.
I just heard those lyrics.
All right. We got to. I wash my ass like a man. All right, guess what? Who's going to do the craziest thing to win this record? You don't have very much time, and this is... Okay.
We'll judge.
Yeah, if you guys want to just start dancing, we'll pick who's the best one. There's three of us here. Let's go.
Body popping. I think body popping.
Who wants to hear body popping? Damn, my butt has never been this clean. Let's start it where it's good.
Charles is trying.
Oh, Luis is the only one trying. Come on, guys.
Look, Charles is trying.
He's trying. I don't know what that is. He's like swimming in place.
That's like, ooh.
Wait, it was a chair.
Cheyenne wants to see the Tootsie Roll.
Tootsie Roll.
What does that mean?
Tootsie Roll. Let's see that Tootsie Roll.
Oh, Luis got the Tootsie Roll.
There it is.
he just did it.
What's the one where you do that kind of caterpillar thing?
Charles and Luis are like in a... you're in like the lamest dance off finals right now.
This is really bad.
Yeah, we're gonna stop. This
is really good that this is radio right now because it's pretty terrible.
No, I know.
They can see it.
They're trying.
They gave it a shot, and I feel like somebody won.
Okay, here's a Sharpie. Whoever can draw the most ridiculous thing on their face wins.
Oh.
Do it.
Here we go.
Do it.
Draw on your face. On your neck.
I'm getting my camera out.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Do it.
Taking too much time.
Where do you work? Is it that important?
Oh, there he goes.
The hospital, as he said, crying.
No, he does work in a hospital.
Yeah. Well, he drew something on his face, at least.
Oh, my God. This is what people do
it's
for well
on
heart. He won. He won.
There you go.
Yeah.
Luis gave up. He didn't want our album that much.
It's all right.
We have one in the car.
Can we give it away to a listener?
If there are any listeners.
Oh, my God. That's wow. So
not right for on. You. I mean, about us. Sorry. Right, you have listeners.
Well, my listeners are now your listeners. That's the point of you guys being
good.
Here.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
That
isn't
was
it?
The point.
It is
and
the
I'm
point.
Glad that you guys came because, you know, we're going to play one more and it's called Breathe.
Awesome.
Tell me what Breathe is about right before you play it.
Ooh.
What is Breathe about?
It's actually about the same situation as the I Don't Get Enough. It's someone I'm trying to send a message to who's in a dangerous relationship. So that it says...
So just breathe.
Yeah, why can't you see there's a lion laying next to me? So
I hope it's not me.
Is it him?
Is it me? Is this something I need to know about? Shit. Shit.
Tune in next week to another episode of Planet Cacophony. I'm glad you guys came here. It was a pleasure. And I wish you guys
us.
Luck.
We really,
and breaking legs on your
us.
Tour.
Of Thank
course.
You.
Of course.
Really appreciate
thanks,
it.
Thanks for the gifts. And all the pleasantries.
Did you enjoy the beer?
Oh, yeah. You got me my favorite.
Arrogant bastard beer.
It wasn't the
arrogant,
double bastard.
Arrogant bastard.
I apologize. It wasn't the double bastard. Which is what you requested.
I did not request.
You didn't request. I asked.
She simply asked what my preference
was. Not a
was.
Diva.
We would've, no,
I'm that. No diva whatsoever. There's no. Paps here.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, come on. Let's hear this. This is Planet Cacophony. My name is Dan Petronillo. We've had Well Hung Heart here. Follow them on Facebook. Everywhere else you can follow people these days.
We
fuck the shit out
We're
of them.
Because
they're
followable.
Fucking worth it.
Fuck us.
Fuck us.
Why can't you see? You're lying.
That's the spirit. Thank you. Thank you for your honesty. Now fuck off and die.
Something up. Mm-hmm. And that's where I